Zechariah zegt in de Shabbat, ik ga schaak met mijn Yehuda, mezegt de Sukkah daf bez. Mezegt de Sukkah, Perek Rishon. Zog de Mishnah, mezegt de Shmai, a Sukkah whose chach is higher than 20 amas is possible, where Yehuda says it's valid. A Sukkah that's not at least 10 tvachim tall, or that does not have at least 3 walls, or a Sukkah in where the sun is more than the shade, are all possible. Frek the Gemara regarding the halachas of a Mavui, the Mishnah says that the Kairah can't be higher than 20 amas. The Tanakh Hamar there says if it's higher, it should be lowered. Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't need to be lowered. Why does the Mishnah over there not say puzzle, but instead gives the way to fix it? In our Mishnah, the Tanakh Hamar simply says puzzle. So then for the Gemara, first teretz is the Sukkah is deraisa, so it's more befitting to say puzzle, whereas the halachas of Mavui are deran bottom, therefore it's more befitting just to give the way to fix it. Second teretz, our Mishnah gives many different psulim of Sukkah, and therefore would have to give the fix for each of the different psulim, and therefore rather it's simply rather just say puzzle, instead of giving the fix for each one. Whereas the Mishnah over there by Mavui was only one thing we were talking about, so we gave the fix. How do we know, Frech the Gemara, that a Sukkah whose chach is higher than 20 amas is possible? So Rabbah said, the Pasuk says, Laman Yedu Dori Sechen Kibas Sukkah Seshafti, when the chach is higher than 20 amas, it's not noticeable. It has to be Yedu, you have to be able to see it. And since it's not known you're sitting in the Sukkah, it's puzzled. Reb Zera said, the Pasuk says, V'sukkah tiel etzel yoimam, when the chach is higher than 20 amas, it's shaded and the Sukkah is created by the walls, not by the chach, and therefore it's not the Sukkah that's tiel etzel that's becoming the shade. Frech the Abaya to Reb Zera, so you're going to tell me if you're going to make a Sukkah between two large mountains where the mountains provide all the shade, so it, we know it's going to be a valid sukkah, but the chayyur according to what you just said, it should be possible because it's the mountains that's providing the shade, not the sukkah, not the schach. Reb Zera answered, in the case of the mountains, if the mountains are moved away, the schach is what is going to be kosher, it's what provides the shade. However, if the schach is higher than 20 amas, even if the walls are removed, the sukkah is possible because then it's a schach that doesn't have any walls attached to it. Therefore, in this case, it's going to be possible. Rav gave a third answer. Why is it? How do we know that it's higher than 20 amas is possible? He said the pasuk says basukah is teishu shivasiyom. The teachers of the sukkah should be a temporary dwelling, a dir sarai, because it's for 7 days. A wall higher than 20 amis can't be made aright. It has to be made with more permanence to it structurally, and therefore it is puzzle. In fact, Abaye, if someone were to make a sukkah less than 20 amis but would use iron walls, are you saying that would be puzzle as well because it would be permanent? Rava answered, when it's less than 20 amis tall, since it can be made in a temporary fashion, so even if it's made in a permanent fashion, it's going to be kosher. When it's taller than 20 amis, since it must be made in a more permanent fashion, even if someone makes it in a more temporary fashion, it'll still be puzzle. The Gemara says the source of Rabbah is not used by the others because they say the Pasuk is telling Yidden to remember the Anane Kavod when they sit in the Sukkah and not to teach this halacha of height. The source of Reb Zera is not used by the others because they say that the Pasuk is referring to the times of Mashiach and not a regular Sukkah. The source of Rabbah is not used by others because they agree with the question of Abaye. Rabbi Yosha, in the name of Rav, said, Machloikas pin the Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda in our mission is only where the wall doesn't meet the schach. If it does, or would agree that it can even be higher than 20 yamas. This Nemar Dachari follows the view of Rabbah, because when the wall meets the schach, one's gaze follows the wall all the way up and notices that he's sitting under the schach, which according to Rabbah would take away the problem of Laman Yedu Dori Sechem. Rav Huna, in the name of Rav, said, Machloikas pin the Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda in our mission is only where the circle is only 4x4 amas. However, if it's more than 4x4 amas, all would agree that the schach could be higher than 20 amas. This follows the view of Reb Zera. And when the sukkah is larger than 4x4, the shade inside is from the schach as opposed to from the walls, therefore it wouldn't be a problem. Rav Chana bar Rabba, in the name of Rav, said, Machloikas between the Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah is only where the sukkah is only large enough to fit someone's head, most of his body, and his table, which is 7x7 tvachim. However, if the sukkah is larger, the schach may even be higher than 20 amas. This statement doesn't fit according to either Rabba or Reb Zera or Rava. Affecting more, Rabbi Yeshi argues on the others because they say the machlekes is based on the size of the sukkah, and he says it has nothing to do with size. However, maybe we can say that Erhuna and Rachana and Erhanan by Rabba argue as to the minimum size of a sukkah, the how large does the smallest sukkah have to be, and they both agree that if the sukkah is larger than the minimum size, the schach can be higher than 20 yamas. The Mar says no. Maybe that they both agree that the minimum size for a sukkah is 7x7 tefachim, meaning large enough to fit someone's head, most of his body, and his table. They argue in the following. Erhuna says once it's larger than that, the Tamid Kama would agree that the schach may be higher than 20 amas. Rav Huna says the Tanakama argues up to the point of the sukkah being 4x4 amas. Jack Mara Brises brings the machlokes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda regarding the sukkah whose chach is higher than 20 amas. Then brings the following. Rabbi Yehuda said the Rabbanon, it once happened that the elders visited Hilni Hamalka on sukkahs, and she was in a sukkah whose chach was higher than 20 amas, and they said nothing to her. So you see that obviously it's not a problem. The Rabbanon responded, that's not a proof that the chach may be higher than 20 amas, because Hilni was a woman and therefore was potter from having sit in the sukkah altogether, which is why they didn't correct her sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda said Hilni had 7 sons who presumably were chayav in sukkah, and yet the elders didn't correct her sukkah. Also, Zok Rabbi Yehuda, Hilni did everything according to the way the Chum said that things should be done. So the Gemara asks, why did Rabbi Yehuda have to give the second reason that Hilni did everything according to the Chum? The Gemara explains, Rabbi Yehuda was saying as follows, if you, the Rabbanon, if you're going to say that maybe the sons were Ketanim, and that's why they didn't say anything, the Rabbanon didn't fix the sukkah, I will tell you that she had seven sons, which means at least seven, some of them were old enough to be chayav in sukkah because they were old enough to not need their mother. So now, if you will say that Hilni didn't follow the rabbanan mitzvahs, then I'll tell you that she followed. So then that's why she didn't have to fix the sukkah. I'll tell you that she followed everything that Chacham said to do. So now, according to Rabbi Yoshe, this makes sense because a queen would probably have a sukkah whose walls didn't meet schach for purposes of better ventilation. However, according to the others, that the rabbanan only argue when a sukkah is very small in size, this would mean that Hilni Amalka sat in a tiny little sukkah, which doesn't seem logical for a queen to have done. So Rabbi Avada said she was sitting in a larger sukkah that was made up of a number of small rooms, each the size of a minimum sukkah, and therefore judge as if they were each their own sukkah. It still seems illogical to say that a queen would sit in such a small sukkah. Rashi said it was actually a larger sukkah that had some smaller side rooms. Machlekes was the rabbanan felt that the sons would hang out in the large and therefore kosher part of the sukkah, which why they didn't correct anything. But as far as her, she's a woman, it's not a problem. Rabbi Yehuda held that the sons would hang out with their mother, and since the elders didn't correct her room, it must be that the schach above 20 amos is valid, even in a sukkah of minimum size.